Louisiana Democrat switches parties. Republicans now hold 71 of 105 state House seats. By Jacob Bliss on April 11, 2023. Louisiana Democrats lost another state House member to the Republican Party this week, the second in the last month to switch political parties. State Rep. Jeremy Lockhoom, a Democrat elected in 2019 to a state House district, said he would be switching his party affiliation to Republican, according to a Monday report by The Advocate. Additionally, it was unclear initially what prompted Lockhoom to switch parties since he did not give any reasons. However, this does come after the Republicans in the state House recently gained a supermajority in mid-March after State Representative Francis Thompson announced his plan to switch party affiliations. Thompson switching from the Democrat to the Republican Party gave the Louisiana House GOP a supermajority for the first time ever. Now, the Republicans in the bi-state have a veto-proof supermajority in both the House and Senate. The House Democratic Caucus Chair Sam Jenkins claimed that, despite changing parties, Lockhoom still embraces the same values as the Democrats. House Democrats will continue to stand up for the working people of Louisiana, Jenkins added. We look forward to working with Rep. Lockhoom during this legislative session to increase wages, lower costs, improve our schools, and pass insurance reform that benefit Louisiana families and small businesses. Breitbart News wrote last week that Democrat state representatives switching parties in one special election over the last month gave Republicans three new supermajorities in state legislatures, bringing the total to 25 nationwide. Before Lockhoom, over the last month, both Thompson and North Carolina State Representative Tricia Cotham left the Democrat Party, and State Representative Dan Nidel, R., defeated a Democrat attorney to win an open state Senate seat in Wisconsin. Now, Republicans in North Carolina and Louisiana can override vetoes from Democrat governors, while Republicans in Wisconsin are now just two seats away in the state assembly from having the power to override vetoes from Democrat Governor Tony Evers. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.